we're here to protest against the Dicey Arms Fair in London, to show that Bristol is opposed to this arms fair as much as London is. And what we wanted to do was, myself along with some people from Bristol Campaign Against Arms Trade, was to link up with all the other peace and anti-war groups in Bristol and show our solidarity with the people in London.
Do you feel that the arms trade actually has implications for the war in Iraq?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, without the weapons, they couldn't have done it. And there's a very high level of collusion between the arms industry and the government to promote foreign wars.
I believe Ken Livingstone is actually against the Dicey Arms Fair. How do you think Tony Blair feels about the arms fair? Well, has he expressed any opinions, do you know?
I think Tony Blair's probably quite in favour of it because all his mates are there. But the good thing about what's happening in London is that I think Newham Council passed a unanimous resolution. All the local parties expressed their opposition to it, including Ken Livingstone, and hopefully Ken will carry on making some noise against it.
I believe you're here in your usual way about the peace vigil, which has been going on for 4 years now. Can you tell us how you think that links with the protest against the war in Iraq?
Well, very much, because the more weapons there are in the world, the more killing there's going to be. Obviously, the large states have their own heavy weaponry, but then there's also the trade in small arms and the trades to either side in a conflict. And like anything else, once you've sold a weapon, it's out there and it goes around the world and can be bought by anybody, a terrorist, a faction in a guerrilla war, in a civil war, in an African country. And it really is obscene that Britain goes on marketing, manufacturing, distributing these weapons.
What do you think the government's justification for this is? Well, you know, given that they're taking all these anti-terrorist measures in London.
Well, there's money in it, isn't there? I mean, it is ironic. The police have Operation Trident to take weapons off the streets and take guns out of the inner city, because it's very obvious that the more guns you have floating around, the more they're going to be, you know, people, shall we say, not very scrupulous, shooting one another and shooting innocent bystanders. So that if that principle works in the inner city, then clearly that principle has to work in the world. And yet Dicey isn't only selling British weapons. It's inviting Israeli manufacturers, people from some of the worst regimes in the world with terrible human rights records to come and sell their weapons.
The government doesn't seem to think this is wrong. How about the reaction of the public? How have people been reacting today as they've been going past this demonstration?
Well, I can't really say much about the Bristol feedback because people have taken a leaflet and they've taken it away with them. I know that in London on the whole, people don't really know about Dicey because it's tucked away down in Docklands. But where local people have found out about it, they have been appalled. And there's actually a group of local school children in Docklands, right near the Excel Centre where the weapons fair is held. And they have actually made a film and got this school very involved. And at first the teachers were kind of neutral and it's an interesting project. But as time went on, the teachers have really come to understand the issue and they're very opposed to the arms fair. Yeah. And they would like it to be banned from Britain altogether. And I think anybody who thinks about it can see that this is obscene. You might as well have a slave market in the heart of London.
Do you think that this message can be got across in Bristol, given that there is quite a lot of involvement with BA systems here?
Well, this is the trouble. But again, you know, BAE or Rolls-Royce or any of these huge corporations, they could be manufacturing for peaceful uses or they could be manufacturing for killing. But it's very cynical, you know. You say, let them kill each other and we'll sell them guns, and it's money, 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 money. That's all it's about, basically. You know, it's the same rationale of the slave trade. If we didn't do it, some other country would, and for the moment the trade is good and it's bringing prosperity. I mean, what sort of a rationale is that?